ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Pacific countries and Pacific Islanders living in Australia are welcoming the Australian government's recent announcement that it will ease restrictions on the imports of kava. Now, kava farmers believe that Australia could be a huge market for their product, while islanders who call Australia home say the changes will help them practice their culture more freely. But it is likely the decision, which will also see the trial of the importation of kava on a commercial scale, will face stiff opposition from some communities here, as Liam Fox reports.
In Vanuatu, kava farmers are enjoying what they're calling a green gold boom. On the island of Santo, the price of a kilogram of dried kava has increased 500% over the last 5 years to the equivalent of around 15 Australian dollars.
Yes, we get a good money.
Polly Tarivi grows kava on 10 hectares of land on the north side of Santo, and he's about to harvest 1,300 plants he's been growing for the last 5 years. He says kava is changing the lives of people in rural areas.
People having solar system in the community, improving their living, like building house, and also contribute for water system, get tank for drinking water.
Like others in the industry, he's welcomed the Australian government's announcement of a trial of commercial imports of kava.
As a farmer, we are very happy because before that, we didn't have that market to Australia. Because Australia is close to us, so it will be good.
The Australian government had previously indicated it would not consider allowing commercial imports of kava, despite requests from countries like Vanuatu and Fiji. But last Friday, during a visit to Fiji, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said a pilot program will commence next year. Alex Hawke is the Minister for International Development and the Pacific, and he says the government changed its mind after listening to feedback from its Pacific neighbours.
It's the judgment of the Australian government in our step up that we have to do more to enable economic prosperity in partner countries in the region. And it certainly, as Minister, I've put a focus on our business community and business communities in the Pacific on how can we unlock greater economic prosperity. Kava is one part of that, but it's an important part for cultural reasons as well.
At the same time, Prime Minister Morrison also confirmed an existing proposal to increase the amount of kava people can bring into Australia for personal use from 2 kilograms to 4 kilograms will be in place by the end of the year. That's been welcomed by Pacific Islanders living in Australia like Ofa Fukofuka from the Tongan community in Brisbane, who's complained that the limit restricted his ability to practice his culture.
It's one of the best news for us. Previously, we were struggling to fulfill our cultural obligation like wedding, funeral, but now with the increase of the amount that we are allowed to bring in, that will fulfill it quite a bit more.
Not everyone is happy, though. Commercial imports of kava were banned back in 2007 because the substance was being abused in remote Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory. Indigenous leaders and community groups there had argued against increasing the limit for personal use, fearing it will undermine local restrictions to prevent kava abuse. It's likely they'll also oppose the trial of commercial imports. Minister Alex Hawke says the pilot will be closely monitored.
Obviously, they have very serious concerns, and the government, that's why the government has announced a pilot for commercial importation. We'll be working closely with our agencies, the Health Agency and the Indigenous Affairs, to make sure that those considerations are well dealt with in regulation.